available at Walmart and Walgreens.
More now on North Korea, and one expert saying while there are concerns about its weapons program, it's not time to panic yet. Here's USA Radio's Jason Wirt.
Major buzz in Washington after reports claim North Korea has been able to miniaturize a nuclear warhead, which could put it on top of an intercontinental ballistic missile. But Peter Brooks of the Heritage Foundation tells USA Radio News that doesn't necessarily mean it's a big threat yet.
There are tremendous G-forces, pressures, and temperatures that a warhead has to survive and route its target, traveling great distances. We don't know that. We also don't know how well they can target these missiles.
I'm Jason Wirt.
Fans are mourning the death of country singer Glen Campbell at the age of 81. And the Wichita. The singer had struggled with Alzheimer's for years. He's best known, besides this tune, for his hits Rhinestone Cowboy and Gentle on My Mind. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Allergy congestion. Cut grass. Cat on the sofa. Dust in the carpet. Whenever allergy congestion makes you feel trapped, break through with Allegra D for 5-in-1 24-hour multi-symptom relief. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine with a powerful decongestant for fast relief that starts working in just 1 hour. Break through allergy congestion with Allegra D. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
The latest on the case of a high-profile U.S. military deserter. Here's the update from correspondent Mark Mayfield.
A military judge in North Carolina is going to allow testimony from two soldiers who were hurt in their search for accused deserter Bo Bergdahl. The Army sergeant was in court on Tuesday for another pretrial hearing. Bergdahl is accused of abandoning his post in Afghanistan back in 2009 before being captured by the Taliban and held captive. The Obama administration negotiated his release 5 years later. Bergdahl's trial is set for October 23rd.
President Trump says the nation will win the battle against opioid drug abuse. He spoke to reporters during a meeting on the opioid crisis at the White House yesterday.
And I'm confident that by working with our healthcare and law enforcement experts, we will fight this deadly epidemic and the United States will win.
Meanwhile, Trump's presidential campaign is cooperating with the Senate's Russia probe as the panel was asking for all records regarding any attempts to gain information from Russian government operatives or related sources. And Bloomberg reports Donald Trump Jr. and former campaign manager Paul Manafort have turned over thousands of pages of documents as part of the investigation. And after being in it for 2 years, David Letterman is coming out of retirement, reportedly returning to TV courtesy of Netflix. He's booked to host 6 episodes of a new show next year that does not yet have a name. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The weather for Hunterdon County. It is currently 81 degrees. Sunny. And a light wind coming from the northwest. Tonight will be patchy fog after 3 a.m. And Thursday morning also patchy fog in the morning. Friday, Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low of 61. And it looks like Thursday will be about 85 degrees and sunny. Friday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly after 3 p.m. Friday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, and chance of showers Saturday and Sunday.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for today's program, and I am also a licensed professional counselor. I have my master's in counseling, and I am nationally certified as a counselor. I have been in the field of counseling for well over 30 years now, and the first half of my career, I worked strictly in the drug and alcohol field. And unfortunately, addiction is still rampant among us, which is part of why I picked my topic for today. And a lot of us know about heroin. Maybe not as many of us as should know, but we also have another drug on the scene called fentanyl. And both of them are opioids. Now, an opioid is a pain reliever. They get prescribed all the time from doctors to relieve pain. And they work really well to do that. They also elevate pleasure and relaxation. And we can get opioids in many different forms. As I said, some of them are actually prescribed to us. But we're really having a problem in our country with addiction. And it's killing people. Now, I believe that addiction is, and unfortunately, this is still a conversation that we're having, but I believe that addiction is a disease. It's a disease because it follows the American model, American Medical Association model of a disease. So, and I know I've talked about some of this before. But that is that it's chronic, meaning once you have it, you always have it. It is progressive. That means it gets worse over time. And if untreated, because it's treatable, not curable, but treatable, it can lead to death. Now, heroin is derived from morphine. Again, it's a painkiller. It's a natural substance that gets removed from the seed of the opium poppy plant. So opium poppies, you know, very interesting. I want you to just think about some of the symbolism here. The Wizard of Oz. Almost everyone has seen it. And we have the Wicked Witch. We have Dorothy and the other three characters. They see in the distance, okay, the Emerald City. And they have to go run through this field of poppies. And what do the poppies do? The poppies make them sleep. It's not the witch. It's the poppies. And the thing that's really interesting, if you want to think about the symbolism, is that the poppies, the seeds, the sleep, it prevents them from getting to their goal. It's such a wonderful picture of addiction. They fall asleep. They're stuck. They're crying for help. So next time you watch The Wizard of Oz, think about that. Anyway, back to our topic, heroin and fentanyl. Heroin is distributed as a white or brown powder. It can be sort of even a black, tacky substance known as black tar heroin. It is classified as an illegal drug. We do not use it medicinally here in the United States. It is considered a Schedule I controlled substance by the Drug Enforcement Administration. And people generally take it by either injecting it, smoking it, or snorting it. And, you know, for those of you that are here in Hunterdon County, you think, oh, it's not here. This stuff doesn't happen here. Well, it does happen here, unfortunately. So fentanyl is a synthetic or man-made opioid. It's similar to morphine. However, it is 50 to 100 times more potent than morphine. Stronger. So fentanyl was originally made as a powerful analgesic or pain reliever, and it's still used medically to treat severe pain. So it's still something that people can go to their doctor and get a prescription for. So it is considered a Schedule II controlled substance. It has a very high potential for abuse and addiction, even though we do use it medicinally. So pharmaceutical companies do make it. However, it can be made in basement laboratories and garages, the little laboratories. It is actually cheaper and easier to obtain now than heroin, and can often be used as an agent to cut or fill heroin. And there are other things that fentanyl gets laced into, and the same thing with heroin. And I will say, and those of you who have listened to my show know that I am not a fan of marijuana. And so it does get laced into marijuana, so you don't necessarily know what you're getting. Now, the interesting thing about fentanyl is it can be absorbed through the skin and can be lethal in even small doses. Oftentimes, the prescription comes in a lozenge form, an oral or nasal spray, can be injected, can be on a patch. So, sometimes what people do when they're abusing fentanyl, they take the patches and they may suck on them or chew on them or insert them in their body in some way or scrape the gel off and inject it. The tablets can be ingested or crushed or snorted or smoked or again injected. very dangerous. The overdose fatalities involving heroin and or fentanyl is on the rise. We are not winning this war, if we want to call it a war. So, the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, reported that close to 30,000 Americans died from opioid overdose in 2014. And it's going up every year. And that the deaths of fentanyl have nearly doubled. And oftentimes people don't even realize that they're taking a drug that contains fentanyl. Sometimes it's even passed off as pure heroin. Remember, it is more potent than heroin. It can also cause a toxic buildup and lead to overdose faster. So I'm going to take a little bit of a break, and I'm going to talk a little bit about what happens to the body when people use heroin and fentanyl. So you get a little, some more clues of what to look for. So I'll be back in a few moments after a few commercials. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for Counselor's Chat.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for today's program, and I'm talking with you about heroin and fentanyl, both highly addictive opioids. Heroin comes directly from poppies, and fentanyl is synthetically made and much more potent, and now is being used to either sometimes cut heroin. In other words, when we use that term, cut. So let's say I want to buy an ounce of heroin. What I'm actually doing is buying a half an ounce of heroin with some fentanyl so that the person who's selling it is actually making more money. Okay. But I wanted to talk about the effects of opioids on our body. And there's many, many health consequences. So not just addiction. You know, sometimes we think that addiction is the only consequence, but it's not. Long-term use, which definitely may be related to addiction, becomes more acute, and what that means, it just grows, gets worse over time. Now, one of the things that can happen is it can affect our respiratory system. In other words, we experience a respiratory arrest. In other words, we stop breathing. And so that is one of the things that can happen. We can stop breathing. The other thing that it does is it causes us to get sleepy. And oftentimes what happens is people, they call it nodding off. And so this affects your alertness, obviously. And people can kind of go in and out of sort of the stupor is the best way to call it also. And so it's intermittent bouts of nodding off, slipping in and out of consciousness, and it can have effects on your daytime sleepiness. Causes profound drowsiness. And it can actually heighten the risk for developing major depression, because we're always numbing. And that's one of the things it does. It numbs. It depresses. It's a depressant. Statistics show that people who use these types of painkillers addictively or even through prescription can within 6 months or more develop depressive episodes. Because it slows everything down, I guess it affects breathing. So breathing becomes slow. It may deprive the brain and the body of oxygen, which is part of why you feel drowsy. It can even be fatal, because you're not getting enough oxygen to the organs in your system and can damage them. It affects the muscles in your digestive system. It slows things down. So some of you may now see commercials for opioid constipation. Well, that's exactly what happens. Everything gets slowed down. And it becomes serious. You may end up with small bowel obstruction, perforations, nausea, uncontrollable vomiting. Doesn't sound pleasant. It also affects the nervous system. What does that mean, actually? It means that we can actually become hyperalgesia, or it is a syndrome that's related to sensitivity of pain. It can slow physical movements. It can interrupt our coordination, so we become less coordinated. Opioids are known to be associated with suppressing our immune system. So we have a heightened chance of catching viruses and bacteria that can get us sick. Sometimes opioids are combined with acetaminophen or Tylenol, and excessive use can cause liver damage. Then we do something like, add alcohol to the mix, which many opioid users do, and the risk increases. And then for those people using street drugs that are using needles, you never know if a needle's contaminated. I do know that there are places where you can have needle exchanges, and that doesn't necessarily mean that you're not going to get something, because I may say, oh yeah, I just got this needle and it's clean. I'm going to, because when you're high, you don't think clearly. So even though oftentimes drug users use bleach and they clean out the needle, it doesn't mean that it's not contaminated, that it still doesn't have infectious particles. It can lead to things like blood clots. It can lead to HIV, hepatitis, and other forms of blood-borne illnesses. It can also lead to something called endocarditis, which is an inflammation of the lining of the heart. Because you're putting a needle into your system, you don't know what it's going into your blood, and your heart can get infected. So there are so many things that can happen when you're using it, these drugs. I want to say even tuberculosis, which is on the rise, can be transmitted through injection. Very high risk for other things. It's really important to know that these killers are extremely addictive and deadly. Even to the point where a lot of our rehabs now, instead of saying, oh yes, alcohol is the main, it's about equal. People seeking treatment, it's about equal with alcohol and these other drugs. So, how do you know if someone is using? How do you know? Well, there are lifestyle changes. People that you're hanging out with. You know, if you're noticing that your children are changing friends, their grades are going down. And I'm saying children because our high school students, our college students, they're using this. This is not something that necessarily, you know, we're still stuck in thinking about heroin addicts from the 60s where they're hanging out at Haight-Ashbury in San Francisco, laying around on the street shooting up. No. It's happening in your homes, in school, at work, public restrooms. So, one of the things to do is really notice if there are lifestyle changes. If you notice that your child is sort of nodding off while you're watching television. If you notice, you know, my child never had acne, now has acne. You may notice things like scarring or track marks or skin abscesses. Trouble breathing. Pinpoint eyes, okay, the pupils, okay? You may find that your child's temperature drops, pulse is slow, they seem confused, lethargic. These are all signs. And denial is a huge piece. Denial. Because this is not going to happen in my family. And here's the thing that's really interesting. Now, a lot of times we say that addiction can be hereditary. So if my father, my grandfather, my grandmother, you know, I have an uncle, it's in the family, addiction's in the family. Well, these two drugs, heroin and fentanyl, and I'm going to say even crack cocaine, they're so powerful that you don't have to have a genetic predisposition towards addiction just using these drugs. Because it's what happens in the brain. It's the brain chemistry that gets affected. Because you see these drugs, they attach themselves to the receptacles and the neurons in our brain. And when we flood our brain with these chemicals, the natural neurotransmitters that our brain makes stops making them immediately. And the high is so strong that the desire for that feeling is so powerful. And our brain automatically stops making the feel-good, our own feel-good chemicals that we crave it immediately. We're addicted right away. Very dangerous. And so both fentanyl and heroin are considered to be extremely addictive. And the dependence can form, like I said, first use, but definitely quickly. And once the brain becomes used to the presence of an opioid drug, it stops functioning and producing and transmitting those feel-good chemical messengers that we have, the dopamine. Okay. And so now your body feels like you need it just to feel balanced. So, you know, having worked with addicts, instead of even saying it's about getting high, it's about taking medicine. So it's been referred to, now I'm taking my medicine because I can't function even at a normal level. So if you think of like a, I'm going to think that if you take a piece of paper and you just put a line right through the piece of paper, and divide the line in half. That's normal function. Okay, my brain is functioning normally. I'm not addicted to anything. And I use this drug, and all of a sudden that line drops to the bottom of the page. Because now my brain isn't functioning. The only way to get my brain to function at normal is I'm going to have to use, because I stopped using, I'm talking about the normalcy. Okay, so just to feel normal again, I have to use a little bit to get to that middle line. To feel high, I use more and I go up. And now I'm sort of on this roller coaster of highs and lows. It's not an uncommon thing. So what ends up happening is when someone stops using, there's significant withdrawal symptoms. Because the body now craves this just to function. Function on that normal level. So it may not be that I'm even using to get high. I'm using just to function. And if I want to get high, I have to use more. Now you see, here's the thing. That's where we could start seeing this tolerance. So I have to use them all the time just to feel normal. To get high, I have to use more, which means then I drop down again and I have to use more just to feel normal. But if I want to get high, I have to use even more. And then I drop down again, and to feel normal, I have to use more just to feel normal because my brain stops functioning in a healthy way. And I can go into a detox or a withdrawal. And symptoms of withdrawal include depression and anxiety, irritability, agitation, and insomnia. People who withdraw describe symptoms similar to the flu. One of the ways to stop that is to use some more. And now we're on the cycle of addiction. Now, I have heard people talk about coming off of these drugs. And, you know, we say, oh, depression and anxiety and irritability, insomnia, flu-like symptoms. No. Flu-like symptoms times 1,000. It has been described to me by people who have withdrawn that the very marrow of your bones hurt. That the pain and the sweating and the vomiting is excruciating. This is why if someone is addicted, it's extremely important. Now, supposedly, you don't die from withdrawal from these types of drugs, but it's so horribly uncomfortable and so painful that to try and do it on your own, you're going to want to do something to ease that pain, so you go back and use. So the thing is that you really, really need to get into a medical detox. A medical detox. So that they can wean you off, give you other drugs to make the detox tolerable and more comfortable. And a detox is not sufficient for recovery. You really need a comprehensive addiction treatment to effectively get off of these drugs. So I'm going to take another little commercial break, and I will be back to talk a little bit more about what treatment looks like and if you are struggling, where you might be able to reach out to get some help. I'm Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for today's program, Counselor's Chat.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamir Roll, talking about heroin and fentanyl. Both very dangerous and powerful opioid drugs, and the fact that we really are in a major epidemic here in the United States, and even right here in Hunterdon County. To think that it doesn't affect us is wrong. And we tend to be in denial. We are a very wealthy county, and we think, oh, this doesn't happen here. But it does happen here. And so the more you know and understand about these drugs, the more that you can, when you observe your own family, know what to look for. It's really important, and which is part of why I'm doing this particular program. So one of the things that I said is that treatment does work. Now, there is a... an over-the-counter treatment. I'm going to say it's not really a treatment. It's it can stop the someone from dying of an overdose, so you could get them to a hospital. And especially when properly administered, and you can get training for this. You even call your local police station and find out about training, especially if you have a family member that you know is using heroin. It's really, really good to have this knowledge. It's called Narcan, and N-A-R-C-A-N. And if someone is in a situation where they are overdosing, they've passed out, they're not breathing, It's really important to have this on hand so that you can help restore people's breathing to get them to the hospital. Now, fentanyl is so powerful that Narcan does not always work well. But it does work with fentanyl because, again, it is an opioid. And so what it does is it really does help someone. And again, keep in mind that you may have to find that, you know, I used Narcan and it's not working. I may have to use it again. And I'm not a doctor. I'm not going to be specific about this. So if you do have someone in your family, you definitely need to know how to use this. You can get it, generally speaking, at drugstores. Make sure you have it on hand. Call your local police stations, and they will give you information about where to get it and how to administer it. Very useful. The job here is about saving lives. And then, of course, it's getting into treatment. Just going to detox is not sufficient. And if you recall at the beginning of my show, I talked about addiction as a disease. And the reason that it's a disease is that it's chronic, progressive, and fatal. And like other diseases, and a lot of times with clients, I use things like diabetes when I talk about the disease of addiction. Once someone is diabetic, they are always diabetic. However, if they go on a diet, exercise, use appropriate medication, make healthy choices in their foods, they may even test that their blood sugar is now normal. Now, if they go off their diet and they stop exercising and they put the weight back on and they go back to eat nothing more than pizza and ice cream, I will tell you what, the diabetes is going to come back. It's not cured, it's treated. And it's the same thing with addiction. We can't cure it, but we can treat it. Now, sometimes people will be treated with other drugs, such as methadone, Suboxone. Okay, so these drugs may have someone not use, but they're still using drugs. Okay, my thing is to suggest someone just get off of all drugs altogether that are related to any kind of addiction. And again, it's really important to get a medical detox. So if you want to get off the drugs, even alcohol, you need to go to a hospital or a medical detox. Easy to look up. Google's fantastic. So it doesn't matter where you live. You can put that in there. You can Google. Detox. Detox is in New Jersey. Okay. Even though, like I said, generally speaking, you can stop cold turkey, it's not suggested because the severity of withdrawal is so painful. So you really want a medical detox. And you need to follow it up with a complete rehabilitation process, which can be 14 days to 28 days, which I will say is not sufficient. We have a very high rate of relapse and recidivism and back to using, and it's this vicious cycle around and around and around, and it doesn't really work well that way. And I am a very strong proponent proponent of 12-step programs. They work. And when you combine a 12-step program with counseling, you have even a greater chance of staying sober, because there's a huge difference between clean and sober. We talk about clean and sober. I have people come in my office and they say, oh yeah, I just got out of rehab, you know, Thursday, and today's Monday and I'm sober. And I'm like, no, you're not, you're clean. Sober is a way of living. Going through detox, going through rehab, taking a P-test, finding out there's no more drugs in your system, that means you're clean. How you live your life determines if you are sober. So in New Jersey, you can, it's called NJ Connect. There's a number, it's a call-in line. It's free and confidential call-in line to help you connect with detoxes and rehabs. The number is 855-652-3737. That's 855-652-3737. And I'll give that number again before I end. So just a final review, okay, between heroin and fentanyl. Heroin is an illegal drug with no accepted medical uses, whereas fentanyl can be prescribed. It's a powerful painkiller also, as heroin is, but can also be manufactured illegally. For heroin, it's manufactured in powder form. For fentanyl, it's manufactured as a pill or a patch or a lozenge or a tablet, an injectable liquid or a powder. Heroin can be injected, smoked, snorted when abused, and fentanyl, snorted, smoked, or injected also. They are both very fast-acting. They create a short but intense rush. They do the same thing. Heroin is a natural opiate, and fentanyl is a synthetic, man-made opiate. Heroin has a potential for rapid onset of overdose, leading to fatal respiratory depression. So it stops your breathing. And the lethal use of fentanyl, which you need a much smaller dose to get the same response. Okay? Again, stops breathing. Both are highly addictive. They both require medical detox. And treatment needs to be long-term. A comprehensive treatment for a long-term recovery. Comprehensive. So it's not just going to detox. It's not just going to rehab. It's a lifelong process. No one, I don't believe anyone originally says, I can't wait to become an addict. It's miserable. It's miserable. However, there is treatment, and there is recovery, and there is hope. And I'm going to say I still work with people. A lot of my clients have addiction themselves. They're in recovery, sometimes early recovery, sometimes longer-term recovery. I work with people who has families where the family has a family member, people with codependency, which is also part of the family system where there's addiction, adult children of alcoholics or addicts. If we think that, and if you think that you're using drugs, it's not hurting anyone but you, you are wrong. Everyone is hurt. All of society is hurt. It's not fun. So again, Narcan is really important if you know someone that may be using, to have that on hand. Again, you can call your local police and they will give you information about training on how to use it, where you can get it, so that you have it. If you've got a child or a parent that's using an opioid addictively. And of course, New Jersey Connect, which is just, I'm just giving you, it's just one basic number, and they can refer you to other programs for detox. And of course, like I said, Google, by all means. So that number for New Jersey Connect is 855-652-3737. Don't think that that addiction is going away. It's not going away, which is really unfortunate. However, it does not have to be at this epidemic killing our children. So, I'm about at the end of my show, actually. I'm going to give you a little bit of information about myself in case you are interested. And I do work with, I am in private practice. However, I do, like I said, work with some people that are sometimes in early recovery, or they come to me and they say, you know, my son, my daughter is using, I need help. So, you know, I can help them get into treatment. I've done interventions with people to get family members into treatment. But I have a private practice here in Flemington. You can find me on the web at www.alterolcounselor.net. That's Alterol with two L's, counselor, O-R, .net. You can call me at 908-237-2899. It's 908-237-2899. You can leave a message about the show if you have a topic or a comment, or if you'd like to schedule an appointment. I also work with people struggling with depression and anxiety and eating disorders, obsessive compulsive, post-traumatic stress. One of the things about working in the drug and alcohol field for so many years is that once the addiction was arrested, some of these other issues came up. So it gave me a huge experience in working with quite a wide variety of different mental health issues. And so it doesn't just have to be addiction if you want to make an appointment. Also, I'd like you to follow me on Counselor's Chat, and that is my Facebook page for the show. I do have followers, so you can make comments. You can go on there and see what other topics I've had and look at corresponding dates. I'm going to say that in the archives of the Hunterdon and Chamber Radio. So if there's another topic that you might find of interest, you can go into the archives at HunterdonChamberRadio.com and listen to those previous shows. So the main reason that I do Counselor's Chat is to provide information, to encourage good mental health, to remove the stigma for entering treatment, for entering counseling. People who are licensed professional counselors must have a master's in counseling. So I hope this was good and that you got some good information. I want to thank all of you that listen, and I will be back next week with Counselor's Chat. I'm Ruth Altamirroll, your host for today's program.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.